Well, it's really valuable. You're right. That's the quarterback of that team. It's a really important position, and there's so many different looks that you, as a punt team, that you have to deal with. You know, how many guys they have in the box, the potential of the corners coming in off the gunners, you know, getting the protection right, and then there's the whole coverage aspect of it as well. And Pat's done that before. He's done a really good job of it. We've been fortunate here that we've had multiple guys do that for us over the past few years, and we've been able to, when we've had a situation like that, you know, last year was Steve Gregory, but, you know, Chung, but, you know, guys that can do that, that's really been, you know, valuable for us, and Pat's done a good job, and he's very good in coverage, so he, you know, gives us not only a good protector and a smart guy who can handle all that, but also gives us a good coverage player, which, you know, you can never have too many of those on the punt team, so it's good. He's done a good job. I mean, Nate's done a really good job for us there, too. You know, he's been in a lot of big plays for us over the last couple of years from that position, but, you know, Pat filled in for him well last week.
Yeah,
I agree. I mean, he's, you know, he's a hard guy to block. He's strong, quick. He's a very, he's got good instincts. I mean, he reads blocks well, does a good job attacking. The leverage, does a good job in the pass rush of, you know, beating based on how the guard or he, how he gets set. I mean, he had a, you know, big play against Detroit where the center slid to him and he, you know, he split the double team, you know, which you don't see that a lot, but, you know, he's got the quickness and the strength to do that. So, runs games well. They run a lot of games, and he does a good job of that, as does Kyle Williams. You know, they have that kind of penetrating quickness that makes those games effective, and also the athleticism to, you know, come around and contain a quarterback if the end goes first, or if they're running a inside tackle game. So he's, I agree. I think he's been good, and he's been even more productive this year. He's playing high level in the running game too. He's hard guy to block. He's strong. Uses his hands well. He reacts well to blocking schemes.
I think Steven's gone a long way in, you know, 3.5 years. You know, certainly his ball security this year has been very good. You know, he's always had real good toughness as a runner. I mean, that's never been a problem. But I think his patience and vision, you know, the run he had on the, you know, play down the sideline was really an inside play that was kind of on paper is designed to go between the guards, you know, and it ended up bouncing outside and then bouncing outside even further to going down the sideline. So, you know, I'm not sure that that's a run that would have turned out that way for him a couple of years ago. You know, his vision, his confidence, you know, in understanding the entire play, you know, knowing kind of where sometimes where you can't go as much as where you can go is important. And, you know, when the Lions stunted in, he had a chance to, you know, get out into a little bit of space and then, you know, eventually get to the edge. You know, it was a good, you know, I mean, those are good runs by backs. You know, it's one thing when there's a hole there and a guy just runs through it and, you know, great. But there's other times when they've got to, you know, have that vision to, you know, pick the soft spot and be able to get positive yardage. So he's done a good job of that.